When you avoid action because you're waiting to see how things turn out from past circumstance or the present challenges, when you go back foot, when you avoid action today, you promise decay.
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go, yearofmastery.com.
So many of us, we live in the past. How did I feel when I was in high school? How did they treat me last time? What was my last relationship like? What went through in the divorce 5 years ago? How did I feel then? And all of today is being driven by reactions of yesterday. So you even in your inbox, you open up your inbox or you look at your tasks of today. So many of your tasks of today are managing tasks of yesterday. Managing goals of yesterday. Even your present focus is a checklist from yesterday. And what high performers have learned to do is reorient themselves in the timeline and go, wait. No, what today is building the future. Today is building the future. This room, if this room is in any place in the mindset of yesterday or last year's program or last year's context or last year's world or last year's prices, when you're living over there, then you live in an old world. And when you live in an old world, it's hard to win in the new one. And worse for you and your family, you're being irresponsible. And again, as the outside guy, I can say some things. I just talk to you all like high performers because I know you are. I know what this room is. I said it yesterday. When you come to our events, you're like jumping. When you leave, you actually finish the courses. You go through the programs. You tell your, like, you do work. Turn to the person left, right, shake them and say, you do the work. You do the work. Who's proud of doing the work? Say, I do the work. Yeah, you do the work. But I need to make sure you're doing the work in the right time zone. You're building the future now, not bemoaning the past. You're not fighting the present. You're ready. You're dancing with it. You're excited for it. You're building the future. The ultimate decision in everyone's life that ever changes it, the one moment, the demarcation line, never goes back, everything shifts, is when someone finally goes, you know what? I want to have an awesome life. I want to have an awesome life. I want to change my behaviors to build that. And you get in this mindset of like, I want to be better. I want to feel better. And so you start feeling the day. You start changing what you eat. You start changing how you move. You start changing how you talk. From that decision, I want to live an extraordinary life. I want to have a great life. That's so different than going, waking up in the morning and just going, I guess nothing. Just pick up your phone and you drool on yourself. And then you drop your phone on your teeth. Have you ever dropped your phone on your teeth? No? Okay, that's weird. Just checking. Okay. On the nose. Okay, yeah, I know. You know, you're laying in bed, you're scrolling through, and you drop the phone on your face? I mean, you scream, you wake up your husband or scare the cat. Like, what happened? I dropped a phone on my face. This is what happens when we're in the wrong time zone. I need you in the future time zone. You're gonna build your company, not this company body, your company. That's why you're independent, you're the CEO. I said yesterday, you have to own your dream. Owning your dreams means you're building the future. You gotta live forward again. I mean, live assertively forward again. And too many people are still waiting from 2020. Do you know any people in your neighborhood who are kind of just on their back foot, still waiting? They're observing. They're not even in the arena. They're not even trying. They're like, well, let me see how this turns out. And they just did the greatest screwy thing in psychology. When you avoid action, please listen to this. When you avoid action, because you're waiting to see how things turn out from past circumstance or the present challenges, when you go back foot, when you avoid action today, you promise decay. When you avoid action today, you promise decay. So everyone who sits back and goes, I guess we'll wait and see how it turns out, they don't know they're literally killing the thing. They're killing their momentum, they're killing their team, they're killing the company. It doesn't resonate with them because they think in their mind, well, I'm being safe. That's how we were all raised, right? Well, if you're unsure, just stop and wait and observe. And in one way, that's true, but not in business, my friends. In business, if you wait, you get eaten alive. If you wait, they eat your downline. Someone else got to your people because you're wondering, should I be all in? How is this going to turn out? Every day of delay is another day of decay. In business. Every day of delay is another day of decay. So you think you're being smart, but your team is disbanding because they're not seeing you all in building the future. They see you back on one foot, wondering. Who wants to follow someone wondering all the time? Not me. Could you imagine, Shanti? Well, let me think about this, girl. And he's just wandering around thinking about the next move. What do you flip the channel. You would leave. You love that he knows the next move that's gonna make you throw up. It's awesome. It's fantastic. You want that. Don't be that person who's waiting. Your team will drift and then you'll blame everything else. Well, my team drifted. They went over to this company. They went over there. They went over this. They went over this. How actively, assertively were you building the future with them? Because they're going to build their future with somebody. I'm just here to say, you're already in the door. They already came in your house. They already know you. Don't stop. Don't disengage. They'll go to the next door and knock on it if you're not going to welcome them. If you're not talking to them, somebody else is. The activity we have to have in business is so much higher oriented towards the future. You've got to build. You got to own your dream. Put your right hand up and say, I own my dream.
I own my
dream. Because if you don't own it, someone else will go be part of somebody else's. Watch your time zones. Throughout the day, just even observe your thoughts. Where's my thought going? Am I going to upset or bitterness about the past or how it was supposed to be? Or am I thinking at my computer today or on my phone today or in that conversation today or in that workout group today? Am I thinking about what I'm building? Stay there. Stay there. You know, in mindfulness, we always say try to be here, be now 100% of the time, which is true. A great way to feel the day, experience the day, enjoy the workout. But if we don't think about the future, we actually become incredibly detached from reality, from the ability to build for our families. You got to spend a lot more time thinking about building the future, not worrying about the future. Because that's what most people do in the time zone problem. When they think about the future, it's anxious. When they think about the future, well, what if more bad stuff happens? Here's the surprise. It's gonna. How many of you think the chaos goes away next year? Anyone? Oh my God, I can't wait for you all to meet my wife. If I say to my wife, honey, in 90 days, in another 90 days, we're gonna be smooth sailing. In 90 days, this craziness will be over. If I say that to her ever again, the lasers that will come out of her eyes will melt my face off. She's told me, you're never allowed to say 90 days ever again. She told that like 7 years ago. I don't say it to her. Because I used to say, oh, in 90 days, all this chaos will be over. No, it's not. You gotta learn to better balance, find harmony, and manage. It's not going to be better for everybody in the future. But for the builders, you got a chance. For the builders, you got a different experience of it. Everyone's like, are you so scared of the future? I'm like, I've never been scared of the future in my life. Well, what if this happens at Body? Or what if that happens at Body? I'm like, super likely that any of those scenarios can happen. All I know is on Monday, I'm gonna kick some ass with my friends. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? That's what I know. That's what I know. I get it. Okay, Netflix is struggling. Udemy is struggling. It's losing hundreds of millions of dollars year on year. You're seeing these huge platforms that have media in them losing and laying off. That's the market. And kick ass on Monday. It's going to be that way. You're going to watch. I live in the Silicon Valley kind of area. So I've watched companies have been invested in, I mean, tens of millions of dollars evaporated. They raised, wouldn't it be amazing if someone gave you tens of millions of dollars and you just evaporated it in 2 or 3 years and everyone was okay with that? It's amazing, this venture capital world, except the venture capital world just had its worst decade. Worst year in a decade. All of venture capital just had its worst returns and worst year in a decade. This year. Just announced this week. The worst year in a decade. Now that, for some people, that freaks them out. But I go, well, that's the present. Lots of companies got wiped out. Lots of people are struggling. Lots of people are really upset. I sit down with CEOs of other companies, even in this own industry, and they're like, that's it. But you know the CEOs who win? The ones who lean into it? Who assert themselves and go, we're building. Who try, who mobilize, who align, who keep working through and finding the thing. And that's why I want to give a shout out again to Carl for bringing me in, because he's like, listen. Yeah, thank you, Carl. Listen, it's like, there is no way you get to win here if you don't lean into the future and actively engage and assert yourself at a new level. If you don't do it, I just want you to be okay with the reality. I talked about this yesterday, y'all were tweeting it and quoting it and Instagramming it, which is, do not be surprised if you're halfway in, and you don't even earn half as much. When you're half in, expect half as less. Just know that. Right now, you got to lean into the future so hard if you're going to survive it. So hard if you're going to build from it. I would argue in your lifetimes in this business, in this industry, in this career, this will be the most critical time. That's why I admire what Carl is doing. It's like, okay, great. Here's a $99 to get access to the body platform. I'd pay $99 for a 21-day fix. I literally would. Anyone else? I'd pay it for that one friggin' program. Who else? Anyone? You tell your people back at home, I'd pay $99 for this one friggin' workout. You can't soft sell, oh my gosh, I don't know. I'm like, that one thing, and I did that with my wife. So I'm telling you, that one thing I'd pay $99 for. You gotta have confidence. You gotta be ready to sell it and build again. With growth days, we talk about, it's only the confidence sells personal development. You can't be like, oh, maybe it might inspire you. I'm like, if Ed Milet, Mel Robbins, Brendan, and Trent can't do it, I don't know who can. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's get excited about what we got. Stepping in the future. The great unlock was a time zone. You got to step back in the future assertively.
Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course? And to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules. Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. 25. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.